Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hey, 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 how about this? This is a good day, and it's a good day to start off our motivation today. And you see the title, it's like, let's get our mind right. So the enemy tries to come in our minds and try to distract us. Man, listen, this is the day that the Lord has made. That's what he's talking about. Listen, we got to get our minds right. We got to look at things differently. I got a whole new outlook on life now. You understand what I'm saying? And I want you to get a whole new look, because the way you start thinking is how your day goes. And so let's wake up and get our minds right. That's why he says meditate on our word day and night, because he wants our mind to be focused, our mind to be set. And so today's scripture comes from Colossians 3:2. It says, set your mind. When you wake up, when we wake up, let's set our mind. That listen, everything that we do, we gonna do it unto God. Everything that I think is gonna be positive. Everything that I say is gonna be positive. We gotta set our mind right, because it says, set your mind. I'm reading out of Amplified. It says, set your mind and keep focus habitually on the things above, the heavenly things, his word, his scriptures, the declarations, his promises, his prayers, all of those things that are coming from the heavenlies. And then it says, not on the things, those things that's on earth. That means your feelings, your emotions, what people say, how people feel, all of those things. And that's which have only temporal value. Temporal value. Think about it. When you have your mind set on your feelings and your emotions or what someone said or what someone done, you know, it only lasts, you know, for a little while. It only lasts for a little while. But, you know, you take someone advice that is not, you know, that wasn't scriptural or wasn't something that God has told you or you're supposed to do. And then all of a sudden, you know, it lasts for a second. Then all of a sudden it's gone. And you're like, what the heck happened? I took your advice. Okay. Did God say do that? Or did the word say do that? Because it says, set your mind. Set your mind and keep focus habitually on the things above, the heavenly places, the things that God is giving you, the things that God is downloading you, the dreams that God is giving you. My wife did a broadcast about the dreams of the king, you know, that the enemy tried to steal the dreams of the king. So, listen, it was a time when I wasn't keeping my mind right. My mind wasn't right. My mind wasn't set. I didn't set my mind on trying to do the things of God. I didn't set my mind on being focused on God. I didn't set my mind. And some of us just hasn't set our mind, because we're looking at this natural thing. We're looking at our circumstances. We're looking at our feelings. And all of a sudden, we don't think about the things that God has said. God says, set your mind. I mean, set your mind. That means my mind is already set. What is your mind set on? What is your mind set on? My wife used to tell me, babe, you got your mind set on. You want to eat this. This is what you're gonna do it regardless, because you already got your mind set on it. So when you have your mind set on something, that means you're going to actually do it. You're going to actually do it. There's nothing else that's going to come to your mind that's going to deter you or pull you away. And so God says, set your mind. Listen, set your mind and keep focus. It's two things. First of all, you got to set your mind this morning. Set your mind. What are you going to do? What's your mind? What is your mind saying? What are you setting your mind on? Am I going to do all things unto God? Am I going to present my body as a living sacrifice? I mean, we're talking of just scriptural stuff. You know, we know these scriptures. We've heard these scriptures. God done give you some scriptures. God done give you, he's given you all kinds of things that he's wanting you to think on, things that he wants you to meditate on. That's why he says, set your mind. Literally, set your mind, because he knows that when you set your mind, you will do it. I mean let's think about it. Let's think about when the people was setting their mind to build a tower to the heavens. God had to change their language. You hear what I'm saying? Because they were set. Their mind was set. We're gonna build this tower going to heaven. God had to change the language, because they were set. He understands that if my people set their minds on it, you set your mind on prayer. You set your mind on forgiveness. You set your mind on living holy. You set your mind on that. And then he says, and keep focus. You know, you got to stay focused on that word. You got to stay focused on what you're doing, you know, because if you don't, the enemy always try to distract you. He's always trying to get your focus off. Today is not the day that you're going to lose your focus. Today is the day you're setting your mind on what God has said. You're setting your mind on the good things. Let's talk about depression. Let's talk about these things that occupy your mind. Because I used to deal with depression, and I had to set my mind on positive things. I couldn't think negative. When negative things came up, I had declarations. You know, I got the mind for a long time. I wasn't going the whole lot. I got the mind of Christ. I got the mind of Christ. And as I kept saying, I got the mind of Christ, I started understanding who Christ is and how Christ was thinking. I wasn't really going to the scripture. God was giving me the revelation of it, and it was absorbing. It was like taking over my mind. And so depression was just getting beat with it. I said it every time I felt like depression was coming on, every time I felt like anxiety was coming on. Though that was the one thing that I went through. And then God said, okay, let me get you some more stuff, because I'm gonna need you to stay focused on this. And then he started giving me other scriptures. He started saying, I think on these things that are positive. As a man thinker, so is he. I started saying, okay, if I'm thinking on this, then sooner or later, this is what I'm going to be. So I got to change the way I think. What did you say I was? Oh, I'm a prophet. I'm a priest. I'm a prophet. I'm a king. And when PPK started, it was like, boom. I started thinking like I'm a priest. I got to start thinking like I'm a prophet. I had to start thinking like I'm a king. I had to stop thinking all of those crazy things, because I had to set my mind on who I am and who God has called for me to be. Who has God called for you to be? What has God called for you to do? Set your mind on that. Don't let the world tell you who you are. Don't let someone else tell you who you are. Listen, who did God say you were? Who did God tell you? What did God say to you? God starts speaking in your dreams. God starts speaking in your vision. And you heard those things. But here's the problem is, you think that this is way too big for you. You think that you can't, this is not really you. God, that ain't really God. But let me tell you something, God sees something different than you see. So you need to be saying, God, can I see the way you see? Because I want my mind set on the way you see me. I want my mind focused on the way you see me. I want my mind focused on the things that you have promised me. My mind focused on the things that you have showed me. The things that have been prophesied over me. Let's get our mind right today. Come on. We're going to start this day off right, man, please. You're going to go into work fired up. What? I got another day that I'm staying focused on God. Listen, I got my mindset. I'm going into my job today, and I'm going to let everybody know. I'm going to pray for you. I'm praying for you. Uh-huh. Yep, I'm praying for you. Yep, I pray for you. I'm praying for you today. So you go back into work the same way. It's the same thing. Go into work today with your mindset that I'm going to bless my job. I'm talking about just pray for your boss. Start praying for your coworkers. You know what I'm saying? No, you ain't got to walk up to them and lay hands on them and go off in tongues. But you can sit at your desk and God will show you, highlight somebody, you know, that you just need to be praying for. Have we ever set our mind on that? God, I want to be used today on my job. God, I want to be used today at school. God, I want to be used today. I'm going to set my mind on being a servant for you. I'm going to set my mind on being used by you. I'm just going to set my mind today, and I'm going to stay focused on habitually stay focused on just being a servant today. All I want to do today, God, is serve. I want to serve you. I want to be your vessel. Come on, y'all. That's all he wants us to be. Just be a vessel that he can pour into us everything that we need. Y'all better catch this thing today. I'm telling you, the day is the day that God said, Jerry, I got to get your mind focused. I want you to stay set. I want your mind to be set on me. I want your mind to be set on my words. I want your mind to be set on those prophetic words that have been spoken over you. But today, I need you to get your mind right. Today, I need you to set your mind on the things that God has asked you to do. I want you to set your mind on the love of God, the blessings of God, the favor of God, being a servant of God, being a disciple of God, being a child of God. Set your mind on it and walk this thing out today. You got to stay focused on this thing. And it says habitually. It didn't say I'm going to do it today and not do it tomorrow. It says habitually on the things above, the heavenly things. The heavenly things. Heavenly things. If this thing don't sound like heaven, don't even put your focus on it. Don't even put your negativity ain't God. Gossip ain't God. Unforgiveness is not God. It's not God. You can't set your mind on that. Don't set your mind on your hurt. Don't set your mind on your pain, because heavenly things, God says, I'm Jehovah Rapha, the God that healeth. He can place his finger on that traumatic area in your life and heal. All you got to do is just say, I got my mind set on your healing. I got my mind set on your love. I got my mind set on your freedom. Father, your word says, who the Son sets free is free indeed. Come on now. Listen, if you bound and you needing some deliverance, you might want to get your mind set on some deliverance scriptures. Get your mind set on freedom. Come on, y'all. Get your mind set on the blood of Jesus that cleanses you white as snow. Did you stand before God without a spot, blemish, or a wrinkle? That's what I'm talking about. Come on now. You done came to God dirty, but the blood of Jesus, I'm talking about get your mind right. Get your mind on the thinking of what God is doing. God don't look at you like you dirty. God looking at you like you clean. We got men that's walking around feeling like they shame. They feeling like they so dirty that they can't come clean. Let me tell you something. The blood of Jesus cleanses us. The blood of Jesus washes us white as snow. The blood of Jesus. Come on, y'all. Get your mind right. Where's your mind? Come on, yo. Get your mind right. This is that place. And we getting our mind right. I'm telling you, man, let's get our mind right. Because when we got our mind focused and our mind is right on God, let me tell you something. You start seeing supernatural stuff happening. You start seeing things, and I'm talking about when you habitually. This is not I'm going to do this today and not do this tomorrow. This is not I'm going to do this for 2 days and not do this for the week. This is not something that I'm going to do. Oh, I'm going to just do this, I'm just going to do it for a week and let me see what happens. You trying God like that. God said, I need you to do habitually. I need you to be consistent in this. I need you to set your mind on this. If you set your mind on something, you ain't gonna change your mind. Get it right. Get your mind right. Today is the day you getting your mind right. You setting your mind on the things of God. You setting your mind on these heavenly things. Today is that day. Yes, you can do it. Yes, you can. I just heard somebody say, man, you don't know how hard that is. Man, listen, I know how hard it is. I've been in that place. I've been in some dark places. I've been in those hurtful places. I've been in those traumatic places. And I'm telling you, you can come out. You just got to set your mind on God. You got to set your mind on the heavenly things. You got to set your mind on those promises, God. God says, I never leave you nor forsake you. Why are you feeling like you alone? Why you letting the enemy tell you you lonely? You ain't lonely. God said, I ain't never left you or for never forsake you. God is standing right there with you. All you got to do is just say, God, hey, I'm feeling a little lonely right now. Can I feel some love? Think on my word. Find some love scriptures. How God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. I get to that one and I'm like, my God, my God. God is getting ready. He has given his only begotten son to pay the price for me. See, I take the stuff personally. I don't know how y'all look at it, but I was like, man, God gave his son for me. For me, for the little old me, for that he left the 99 and went back and got me. Y'all better catch this thing. Y'all better catch this. Y'all better catch this. Today is the day we setting our mind right. We getting our mind right and we setting our mind. So today I need you to set your mind on these heavenly things. I need you to set your mind on God's promises. I need you to set your mind on them declarations that God has asked for you to start speaking over yourself. Start speaking over your spouse. Start speaking over your children. Start speaking over your community. Start speaking. I mean, it's crazy stuff that is going on. God said, I need you to set your mind. Don't be distracted by what is happening. The enemy is trying to get a whole lot of us distracted, and we're not going to what we know. We going into our feelings, but we're not going into our speaking the word. He says, call those things that be not as though they were. Why would he say, call those things that be not as though they were? It's not happening right now, but it's for our job to be habitually and staying focused and keeping our mindset on these prayers that we're supposed to be praying that will make our land be healed. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. This is the day we setting our mind right. I hear you, God. God just got me open wide. Oh, I'm wide open right now. I am wide open. I hear this rain coming down. All I hear is cleansing. All I hear is the newness. All I hear is God just saying, I'm giving you some fresh water. I'm giving you some fresh wind. I'm giving you a fresh wind. Today is the day that you get a fresh wind behind you. No longer are you going to just sit there and be bound in that place. But today you're coming out. Focus. Stay focused. Keep your focus. Don't lose focus today. Don't lose focus on what God wants us to have. Listen, don't get distracted by what the world is doing. Don't get distracted by the media. Don't get distracted by the people around you. Don't get distracted. Come on, you got to set your mind. You got to set your mind. I don't care what nobody says. Just set your mind. I'm not a debater. I'm not, I ain't got an award for debating. So I'm not debating the word. I'm not doing any of that. All I'm doing is say, listen, here's the word. And my mind is focused on the word. My mind is focused on the promises of God. My mind is focused on the love of God. My mind is focused on what God, the instructions that God has given me and for my family. And for the people that he has me to speak over or in charge of, that's what my mind is. That it's not, oh, I want to step outside of my metron or I want to step outside of my lane and I want to do all of these other things. Man, God, if God ain't tell me to do it, God ain't give me the grace to do it, I ain't doing it. I used to want to do it because pride would have me to do it and I wasn't staying focused on what God wanted me to do. So let me tell you something. Stay focused on the things that God asked you to do because you have the grace to do it, the anointing to do it, the authority to do it, the power to do it. And then you can walk this thing out and then watch God do what God wants to do. So today is the day that you're going to get your mind right. Set your mind on what God has asked for you to do. What God has asked me to do. Let's be a servant today. Let's just be a child of God today. Let's just be a child of God today. God, use me to touch someone's life. Because we're supposed to wake up every day and be a disciple. Every day, our life is supposed to lead someone to Christ. Every day, someone's supposed to look at us and they see Christ. That's just the basics. That's just the basics. So if someone is looking at you and all they see is your hurt, your victim, your pain, your agony, your disappointment, is that leading them to God? Because the first thing they want to say is, where's your God? Isn't your God supposed to bring you joy? Isn't your God supposed to bring you strength? Isn't your God supposed to, listen, don't let the enemy take your joy. Come on, let's stay focused today, y'all. Today is the day we're going to stay focused. We're going to stay focused because our mind is set. Our mind is set that we are children of God. Our mind is set that we are disciples of God, that we are his children, that we will do what God asks us to do. We will follow God's instructions. Set your mind on that. Set your mind on that. Come on, y'all. Set your mind. Just say, my mind is set on God. My mind is set on God. Come on, declare that with me. See, listen, I'm trying to tell you, see somebody waking up, they're waking up and they looking like, man, I got to go into this job. Your mind ain't right. You ain't even set your mind right. You done got out the bed with the wrong mindset. Come on. Matter of fact, you probably went to bed with the wrong mindset. And so your dreams got you all jacked up. And now you waking up with the wrong mindset. Come on now. We got to wake up with a mindset. I set my mind on God. I set my mind on the things of God, on these heavenly things. What are the heavenly things that God has put it into your heart? Let's go, y'all. Let every job feel the presence of God because you stepped in. Let the building the people in the building, when you walk in the building, everybody, they're like, dang, something just happened. What just happened? Yes, something just happened. I just walked in the building. I just came into work. Yes, something just happened. I came in with the presence of God. I came in with the mindset of God. I came in with the focus of the heavenly things. Yes, I'm calling those things to be not as though they were. I'm speaking into the school system. We talking about, oh, the trauma, the school, the corona and all of that stuff in the school. Are we praying for those things? Are we speaking over those things? Are we calling those things to be not as though they were? Because I'm telling you, if God tells us to speak these things, then why wouldn't they work? Why would you think they wouldn't work? Come on, y'all. Let's get your mind right. Today is the day I set my mind on the things of God. I set my mind on the things in the heavenly places. I set my mind. Come on, y'all. I counsel all worldly desire, worldly influence, all my double-mindedness, all stuff that comes through the media, television, the internet. All gossip. I cancel all that stuff that alters your mindset, that makes you lose focus on the things of God, that makes you lose focus on the heavenly things. I cancel that now. All mind-boggling spirits, all everything that distracts the mind or disrupts the mind, all of it now in the name of Jesus. Oh, I cancel that. I plead the blood of Jesus from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. I say that they will focus and they will set their mind on your heavenly, on heavenly places, on heavenly things, and they will be focused on your word. They will be focused on the declarations that you've given. They'll be focused on the instructions, Father God. They will be focused, Father God, of living a holy and righteous life now in the name of Jesus. Father, you are renewing their minds now. You are transforming them from the old to the new, that they will no longer think the old way. They will no longer speak the old way, that the old things have passed away and behold, all things are becoming new. I say, Father, that because of their thinking, things are becoming new. Marriages are becoming new. Healing, health is becoming new. Relationships are becoming new. Job opportunities are becoming new. Everything is becoming new, Father, because their minds are being renewed. Their minds are being transformed. Their minds, Father God, you're shifting them. And Father God, you're shifting them into a new place of thinking. You're shifting them into a new place, Father God. I thank you right now. That they see differently. The scales are being removed off their eyes. Now they see, Father God, the hope of their calling. They see, Father God, their destiny and purpose. They see, Father God, I bind all forms of death, hell, and destruction. I bind health, death, and hell, death in the grave now in the name of Jesus, that has been trying to kill, steal, and destroy their destiny and purpose, trying to kill their identity. I bind all forms of identity in crisis now, identity crisis now in the name of Jesus. Father, you are revealing who they truly are in you. Father, they are your sons and they are your daughters, and Father, they're living that way. Father God, they're keeping focus on that way. Father, their mind is set, Father God, to serve you with all of their heart. Their mind is set, Father God, to speak the things of God. Their mind is set, Father God, that they will forgive 70 times 7. Father God, their minds are set, Father God, that they will love unconditionally. Father, their minds are set this day that you will deliver them out of the hands of the enemy, and they believe it, Father God, because you said it. And I declare it over their lives now in the name of Jesus. Father, you are delivering them out of the lack and not enough, Father. Now in the name of Jesus, Father, you're giving them the witty ideas, Father, the dreams that they have been dreaming, Father God, of prosperity, Father God, of an idea, Father God, that they have been afraid of. I bind the spirit of fear that have caused them to be afraid of to operate and to focus on the things that you have showed them, to even go and create a pattern that they were supposed to do now. Father, I say that it's being released. They're being released out of the torment. They're being released out of that place of trauma. Now in the name of Jesus, Father, they're free from fear. Now in the name of Jesus, Father, their minds are set on you. Father, your word says, who the Son sets free is free indeed. Father, I speak liberty over each and every person that is upon this line, Father God, and I declare that they are set. Their minds are set on you. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen. Y'all put your declaration in that your mind is set. My mind is set on God. My mind is set. Or my mind is set on the heavenly things. My mind is set on the heavenly things. Come on, make that declaration with me. Come in agreement with me. And as we go to through our day, man, we shut the enemy down. We shut him down. So everybody that's in a different state or wherever you are, let me tell you something. Everybody ain't in the same place. So wherever you are the tent peg today. You are the salt today. You are the one that God is going to use today. And so be ready to be used. Be a vessel to be used. Purify your mind, purify your heart, that you will be that vessel to be used, all right? I hope that this thing bless you, encourage you, motivated you, and push you to another place. I'm Gerald, one half of Gerald and Yvette, and I pray that this nugget right here takes you and propels you into a whole different place. You can go to our website, geraldandyvette.com. There's resources there, and if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, please go to our YouTube channel and be a subscriber, please, all right? So y'all be blessed, and y'all have a wonderful day.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine positions as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.